Once Upon a Day by Lisa Tucker. This book is dedicated to Miles Tucker, my beautiful son, who taught me how to imagine and gave me back my life. Dame Fortune, once upon a day, to me was bountiful and kind. But all things change. She changed her mind, and what she gave she took away. O Fortune, long I've sued to thee. The gifts thou gavest me, restore, for trust me, I would ask no more, could was become an is for me. Cervantes, Don Quixote. Part 1. The Charming Coincidence. 1. Stephen Spaulding was very happy, and you can't say that about most people. He hadn't sought happiness, but he recognized it. This was his gift, to know what he had. When it was gone, of course, he knew that too. He changed from a man who could smile at strangers first thing in the morning to a man who wouldn't look anybody in the eye. He had lost his family in a freak accident, and the rest he let go of as easily as opening his hand and releasing a string of balloons. Goodbye to the family practice he had just started with two friends from his residency. Goodbye to the Victorian house he and Ellen had gone deeply into debt to buy when she got pregnant during his internship. Goodbye to the cradle and the tricycle and the pink and purple birthday party dress Lizzie never had a chance to wear. More than a year later, he still hadn't adjusted to the way time itself had been altered. Before, there was never enough time, and the list of things he and Ellen had not gotten around to doing was one of many things that still tortured him.